Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The DH, Bo Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Erickson, and towards Knobloch, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin hits a line drive beyond second. Grebeck can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua strikes out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive for a single. Gagne scores. Gladden moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Gladden scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Puckett steals second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Twins. Wilson Alvarez now pitching. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a line drive for a single. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gagne moves to second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to third. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gagne scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch moves to second. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pagliarulo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck races to the bag, beating Guillen for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Grebeck moves to third. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reigns is 0-for-2 in the game. Reigns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Eriksson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Twins. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Jarvis Brown now playing right field. Mike Huff pinch hits for Lance Johnson. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Huff takes first base on ball 4. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Dean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing center field. Tom Drees now pitching. Scott Laos pinch hits for Mike Pagliarulo. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Laos hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ortiz is 0-3 in the game. Ortiz bunts towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Drees covering, for the out. Laos moves to second. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Laos moves to third. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Gagne is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gladden is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knobloch is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground for a single. Laos scores. Gladden moves to second. It's 8-2, Twins. Jeff Carter now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Knobloch moves to third. It's 9-2, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Harbeck is 1-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Laos now playing third base. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Raines is 0-3 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ventura is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thomas is 0-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.